And Michael, Trevor Lawrence, what have you made of his play thus far through training camp?
Oh, he's had a really, really impressive training camp. And, you know, despite what Urban Meyer said, there really isn't a competition between him and Gardner Minshew. He's going to be the starting quarterback. And, you know, his first preseason game, little rough start, sacked on the first snap, but, you know, otherwise looked pretty solid. And he's been the best guy in camp. And he makes two or three throws seemingly every day that make us all go, wow. I mean, just – he had one today down the sideline, just an absolute rope to Marvin Jones. It was a two-minute drill work where they needed to get down and score at least a field goal to tie a game, and he just absolutely let rip this laser shot. And it might have been one of the two or three best throws he's made all camp. So he has just been absolutely rolling. And between yesterday and today, did a lot of red zone work, but 9 touchdown passes in the last 2 days and 7-7 and 11-on-11. So he's been really, really good.
How has that relationship been between he and head coach Urban Meyer?
Pretty good. You know, I mean, look, Urban basically admitted in the spring, you know, that he wouldn't have probably taken this job if they weren't picking one, and he wasn't going to be able to take Trevor Lawrence. So, so far, I mean, Trevor is the absolute perfect mentality for a quarterback. Forget the physical stuff. I mean, it's a lot more mental at this point and at this level, and he's just – really smart. They said he grasped the offense pretty quickly in the spring. You know, it's going to take some time for him to get more comfortable with it. But the thing that they really love about him and the thing that Urban wants out of his quarterbacks, even keel. I mean, he's never up too high, never down too low. He's just pretty even keel. And that's really what you want out of a guy in the NFL as a rookie, because it can kind of get hairy and crazy and go all over the place when things are going wrong back there. And this guy is just smooth, and that's, I think, that one of the things that Urban really, really likes about the kid, and all of his really good quarterbacks have sort of been that way at Ohio State and Florida. So it's a really good relationship. Those two seem to be clicking pretty well.
From a distance, it looks like Trevor Lawrence will have, you know, some veterans on the offensive line, but is there enough of a cohesion there of that group to keep him upright to be able to make these plays you're talking about?
Yeah, the tackles weren't very good the other night in the preseason opener, and that's got to change. I mean, they weren't very good last year. The right tackle, Juwan Taylor, gave up 18 sacks last year, and the left tackle, Cam Robinson, gave up 9, and they franchised Cam Robinson this year. They didn't bother going out and getting a veteran or anything like that. they drafted Walker Little in the second round, but, you know, they're planning on those two guys being the starters, and they were just not very good last year, not very good on Saturday night. So if those guys don't get better, we might see the rookie Walker literally in one of those two starting spots, because, look, the last thing you want is what happened to Joe Burrow, where the kid's having a really, really good rookie year, and then he misses half the year because he gets hurt because his offensive line protection breaks down, and then you lose a half a year of development, and the Jags just cannot have that.
We're discussing the Jacksonville Jaguars with ESPN reporter Mike Jaracco here on the Jason Greger Show. Mike, looking at the running back position, I think James Robinson was a guy who a lot of people kind of were surprised by his performance being undrafted. And then the team goes and selects Travis Etienne out of Clemson. How's the backfield looking, and is it going to be kind of a shared backfield, or how's that going to work out?
Yeah, and don't forget Carlos Hyde, who they signed in free agency, because it looks like he's going to get a bigger role than we first originally thought. So that's a pretty decent rotation with those three. I still think James Robinson will start the season as running back one, and by the end of the year will probably end up with more carries than the other guys. But Etienne is really going to be a guy that they can get involved in the passing game, and they're going to move him out into the slot, out wide. They've done a lot of both of those things, you know, so far in camp. So he's going to be kind of everywhere. So they've got really – you know, two physical between the tackles guys and Hyde and Robinson, and then the third down back who, you know, can carry it between the tackles, but really the idea is to get Etienne in a matchup that he can win in space and take advantage of that. So it's going to be, you know, between those three guys and the veteran wide receivers that they have here, this offense should be able to score some points. Now, they may have to, because they may not be in many games if they don't, but, you know, at least it's not going to be a terrible offense to watch.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because I think you're hinting at maybe the defense. What is the backside of the defensive side of the ball looking for Jacksonville?
Well, they did a really good job stopping the run against the Browns, 1.6 yards per carry, and that was a big weakness for them last year. But to be honest, the entire defense was a weakness last year. It was the worst in franchise history in terms of points and yards allowed. They redid the defensive front, and like I said, they'll be better against the run. But the big question is, where's the pass rush going to come from? Josh Allen moves to outside linebacker, the position he played in college, where he had 17 sacks as a senior at Kentucky. But on the other side, it's Kalyvon Chaisson, their first-round pick last year, the number 20 overall pick, and he's been a disappointment. Now he's moving back to that outside linebacker spot where he played at LSU, so maybe that'll help. But, you know, they don't have anybody other than Josh Allen that's semi-proven as a pass rusher. So they're going to have to try and get pressure with a lot of blitzes. And, I mean, that's great when it works, but that is a high-risk thing. And if you don't get home when you blitz, you leave yourself open to big plays. And that, to me, if they can find any kind of pass rush, will help them out significantly on defense. It'll be the key to whether they're, you know, any better than they were defensively last year. If they can get a pass rush, they'll be much better.
Talking Jacksonville Jaguars with Mike DiRocco of ESPN. One final question here for you, Mike. Appreciate you coming on today. Just looking at inside the division, obviously you've got some competition there with the Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts, who, you know, still have to figure out their quarterback spot. Houston Texans, not so much. If you had to put a prediction out there for the number of wins for this Jaguars team in 2021, where do you think you'd land?
You know, I'm not going to bury him based on that bad offensive line performance on Saturday. I think they'll get better. So I think, I mean, I had them winning six before camp started, and I really don't see a reason come off that. So I'm going to stay with six.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm sure Trevor Lawrence is going to make everyone excited and give them a year to build because everyone will be watching him. Michael, thanks a lot for this insight, and we'll track you down again after a few weeks of the season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.